This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. On the floor of the Austin airport, there's a cryptic map. It's made out of terrazzo tile. It represents our city, but not quite as it is today. And when a listener noticed, she wrote AT Explained to ask what it meant. As KUT's Mose Bushell tells us, it starts with some strange street names and gets weirder from there.
Airports are busy places. Some people are rushing to their flights. Other people just landed. They're trying to get home. Who has the time to look at the public art? Well, meet Arcelia Hernandez.
So we had arrived.
She says it was her kids who pointed out the terrazzo map installed in the floor of the baggage claim.
I wouldn't have noticed it, but you know, children are closer to the ground and they're always reading their environment.
It's a big map, downtown Austin.
We began to read the map, just for fun.
First glance, it looks like a pretty faithful representation, except for the street names.
And then I noticed the misspellings.
They're all wrong.
Here's San Jacinto, and so it has San Jacinto.
With an extra N.
Here's Brazos.
With two S's instead of a Z.
Here's La Vaca.
There's a B where there should be a V.
Here's Guadalupe.
Spelled the way some people still pronounce it in town.
Guada and L-O-U-P, Guadalupe.
Hernandez is a bilingual ed professor. This one really bothered her.
And so to have Guadalupe, which is like a pretty important name historically, to be misspelled, I don't know. I find this disturbing.
All right, let's keep looking because there's actually more here.
Oh, really?
Closely,
yeah.
Look closely at Nueces.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got an extra E in it.
See, I totally missed that. Nueces? Okay, so what happened here? What is this about?
Take a close look at Sabine.
Sabine with the E at the end?
Look at the end.
Oh, my dear. Sabine?
Sabine.
Okay, so what happened here, Mouse?
Well, it's an old story and not always a happy one.
You can imagine him seething or certainly feeling jealous.
But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
I mean, should we get to the rest of that story?
Let's go back to the map for a second. Then. Turns out the map on the Austin airport floor is a recreation of the first map ever drawn of Austin. It was commissioned in 1839 before Texas was part of the U.S. President Maribou Lamar chose this place to be the capital of the new Republic of Texas.
Lamar picked a man named Edwin Waller to come up here and build this place.
By the way, this is Jeffrey Kerr. He's a local historian and author. He says Waller brought a team of 200 men, both free and enslaved. They had about 5 months to build a city from scratch.
The first thing he had to do, of course, was lay out the streets. They decided immediately to put the city between the two main creeks, which were Waller Creek and Shoal Creek.
So he got to name a creek after himself.
I don't know if he did that himself, but somehow he ended up with that.
But the important guy here isn't Waller. It was a surveyor on Waller's team named L.J. Pillier. He's the guy who drew the first Austin map. Who was he?
Well, he might have been from New Orleans.
He's referred to in letters as a Creole.
Pillier first came to Houston,
where he got into some financial trouble.
He went bankrupt there, and a couple of boats that he owned that were on the bayou were seized by the local sheriff in 1839. This was at about the same time that he was up here in Austin laying out the city streets.
Drawing the map of Austin was really important work. Back then, Texas had no money, but a lot of land. The government needed the map to sell lots in Austin to fund itself. Not everyone liked the idea. Sam Houston hated it.
And that was one of Houston's criticisms, was this is just a massive scam for a lot of people to make money on real estate deals, which it kind of was.
They named the east-west streets after Texas trees. They were later changed to numbers. And the north-south streets after Texas rivers, like they are today. Except on the Pillier map, they're spelled differently. Many, just like they are on the floor of the airport.
Here's Brazos.
It's spelled B-R-A-S-S-O-S on Pillier's map.
And here you have it with two S's. Here's La Vaca.
Which is spelled on the original map from Pillier as La Vaca, L-A-B-A-C-A.
And in Spanish, B and V, there's no sound of the V.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
But then there's Guadalupe. Nothing like the Spanish.
That one's kind of an important one.
That one I don't really know. All I can say is that spelling was very fluid back then.
But there is a reason he spelled it that way.
Guadalupe. Oh, yes. So they had the... Is that an O-U?
Yeah.
Should be an OU. Looks like an E.
This is Lars Henriks. He's a linguist at UT Austin, and he runs the Texas English Linguistics Lab.
Yeah, we study everything about Texas language.
He says the reason it's spelled Guadalupe with an L-O-U-P is simple. It's the way Anglos said the word. At the risk of oversimplifying the science here, it was easier for them. So Pillier, who seemed to spell some other streets phonetically, spelled Guadalupe as the city founders spoke it, and as a lot of people still do. And that means when you hear people say Guadalupe in Austin, well, they're butchering the Spanish, but they're also staying true to the way Pillier named the street on the first ever Austin map.
Maybe to say, yeah, the Anglos are doing it too. I don't know. We cannot know.
No.
Somebody should have asked him.
But Pillier didn't stick around long enough to ask.
Next came selling the lots off. I mean, this is how the government was going to raise money to actually pay for everything that they were doing.
Here's Jeffrey Kerr again. He says, on August 1st, 1839, Austin's founders held an auction to sell the land. Real estate speculation.
Yeah.
We hear about it in Austin today, and it's been with us since the beginning.
It's one way of looking at it.
It happened under two big oak trees that still stand in Republic Square downtown.
You know, most of the people involved in building Austin participated and bought something. The auctioneer, for example, bought a couple lots.
He also made about $9,000 commission.
Some of the other surveyors bought lots. Most of the politicians that are going to be here bought lots.
But one person didn't.
Pillier didn't buy anything. And I think the reason is, as I pointed out, he was bankrupt. He didn't have any money.
If you remember, his boats had been seized to pay debts back in Houston.
You can imagine him seething or certainly feeling jealous. That would be a normal emotion as he's watching all these people who were buying lots left and right, and he's the guy that drew the map, and he couldn't buy anything.
A short time later, the auctioneer realized he was missing over $3,000 of his commission.
They traced it back to Pillier. They caught him with the money. They held an impromptu kangaroo court, convicted him, and then flogged him, and then drove him out of town. So within a short period of time after drawing this beautiful plat of Austin, Pillier was leaving town in disgrace.
Kerr thinks Pillier likely made it back to New Orleans, where he found success as a surveyor. That's the end of his story here, but it's not the end of ours.
So here's San Jacinto.
You see, some of the misspellings on the map of the airport don't match Pillier's original spellings.
And so it has San Jacinto.
Look closely at Nueces.
See, I totally missed that. Nueces? Sabinf?
Sabinf.
Okay, so what happened here, Mo?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's taken this many years to come up.
This is Jerry Ludwig. He lives in Houston now, but he was one of the men who designed and installed the Terrazzo map at the airport in 1999.
It was a big project for us at the time.
He says he had to clear the plans for the map with the city. And when he got the design back, the street names had been changed.
And when I seen that, I called him. I was like, you know, what is this? you know, because much like everybody else that looks at it that notices it goes, that's wrong.
The city explained this is how the street names appeared in the original 1839 map.
And, you know, my first question was, well, who's around from 1839 to know this?
But he says the city was insistent. So he laid the tiles exactly as they were spelled on the design he had been given.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because it was really, really, really went over and back over so many times by so many different people.
The errors were caught after the job was done. In a short news report in 1999, the Austin Chronicle talked to Janet Siebert, the airport's cultural coordinator, about it. I tried to interview her, but the city's cultural arts division wouldn't let me. In the Chronicle story, she said the misspellings were going to be fixed, but almost 20 years later, they haven't been, and they probably won't be.
Yeah, that's the great thing about Terrazzo.
It lasts a long, long time. Mose Bushell, KUT News.
Much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to the podcast there. You can join our Facebook group, or you can ask your own question. It might be the next one we answer. All that at atexplained.org. That's atxplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT Austin. I'm Matt Largie.